Even a shel rosh, if you wrote all the parshiyos on one piece of parchment, it's kosher. Even if there's not a large separation between the two columns. Now, if you do so, you won't be able to stand them up. You have to do it laying down. Even so, it's kosher because the standing up part of it is not ma'akeh. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings. But what you're going to do is you're going to stick one parsha into the first bais and then stick the other parsha to the next one. But you uvachi yachuto yimishicho in kol bais labais. We learned before that you have to have some separation of string or something or a piece of yid sinew of the animal to separate between one another, so that it should be recognizable that each one is a separate entity. Shaliyad, Kaisa Abba Pasha to Klav Echod. Shaliyad, we put it on one big klav. Goy Loisam, Yisayfam Trilosam. We also roll them from the back to the beginning, so when you open them up there at the beginning. Kur Klav Aleim, Vesai, Egel, Machlisam, Vesai, Moshe Rosh. Like you saw before, you put a klav around them and you also tie hairs of a calf around the Pasha. Kosim al Abba Klav, Vedichim, Abba Bottom, Yot, even the Shaliyad, if you wrote it in four individual pieces of klav, a parchment, and they put them into four batim. And sure, if you put them into one bite, it's yoitza. But we yitla or alba batim. Now, the external leather has to be one bias of the shel yad. Sheinim ke bais echad. Vaminig ledavkin v'devik sheyakoil ke klaf echad v'yizoru litel devik kosher. The Rambo says that the minig is that if you don't have one big parchment to write the shel yad on, so you can write on separate parchments, but you should glue them together, and you should make sure that from an animal which is a kosher species. Shabur brings, the Gordon says, that since the devik, the glue, is not ma'aki, if it's kosher even without the glue, then if you put non-kosher glue on it, it will still be kosher.